Winston City Council, April 5th, 2021, 7 o'clock p.m.
Turned on and ready to work, huh?
I don't think this is working. Is the PA system working?
Cindy?
Cindy, is the PA?
These don't work up here. The most important one doesn't work.
No, mine doesn't work. Mine doesn't work at all.
The second most important.
Third most important.
Okay. Sing out now, man. It's 7 o'clock. Let's start some meetings, please.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you. Okay, roll call. Counselor White. Counselor Cunningham.
Here.
Counselor Harris.
Here.
And Counselor DeWall.
Here.
And I'm here, so that's all five. Adjustments to the agenda, Mr. Bauer?
Yes, we have one item, and it is at your dais tonight. It is an animal request for a pig pen. And it has come up under new business, and it would be a new item D, and then everything will shift down.
New item D, you said?
D, as in David.
Okay. Very good. Consent agenda. Need looking for approval of the minutes from March 15th. Anybody want to make a motion?
I make a motion to accept the minutes from the March 15th.
I have a motion. Looking for a second. I have a motion and a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Same sign. Motion carries. Thank you. Comments from the audience. Anyone wishing to discuss items not covered on this agenda are welcome to address the City Council as a whole. Please state your name and address for the record. Each speaker will be given a maximum of 3 minutes. Speakers may not defame, intimidate, or use profanity or personal affronts. The council reserves a right to delay action until they have full information on the issue. Anybody like to speak? Last chance. Okay. Reports, boards, commissions, committees, and schools. Vandermark is not here. So, I'm ripping right through this. Department reports. Chief Sardi, what do you got?
Excuse me, but Winston Chamber of Commerce audit report?
I don't have
well,
that on mine.
Well, it helps if I got the right agenda. Sorry about that.
No problem. He's on.
You all caught up now?
Yeah.
Okay. So, Chief Sardi.
Mayor, Council, community members. The only thing I wanted to really give you was an update on the parking lot. They're moving forward with it. We've had a little bit of hiccups, nothing major yet. We were a little concerned with the rain and how muddy it was, but it looks like they're going to be able to change out the rocks to bigger size rocks to suffice digging deeper and making more of that. So it's still in the process, still moving forward. The water and electrical is going to be put in the parking lot tomorrow, and that's part of the disaster preparedness setup that I got for the parking lot for command post if we need one, RV, whatever it is that we need for bulk cups, and then future tank above ground for fuel, for the storage of fuel. I also have a setup for getting additional cameras that will go in the light poles that will go back towards the police department for security purposes for the future chronic container for evidence and so forth. Tomorrow night, me and a couple of guys are going to put in the data conduit in there that's not a license. We'll be doing that part to help save the cost. That's the plan.
Perfect.
Has there been any change in the cost, remember, of the contaminated oil tank that they found? And I believe was several thousands of dollars. Is there any change in that?
It hasn't changed since they gave us their final invoice of $26,000.
So we'll be buying them a new truck or what?
I'm going to be having a conversation with them before we pay that. We got like a 70-page report that we now have to send to DDQ and have to pay them $377 to accept it. So, yeah, it's just good all the way around.
So did they not bid the job prior to, or was it kind of a time and materials thing?
Yeah, they don't bid that. They don't know exactly what they're going to get into. What happened was that thing should have been completed on day one. And after day one, it started raining. And it rained, and it rained, and it rained, and it rained. And so we kept getting an oil sheen on top of the rainwater. So they kept coming and pumping it out when it had little to almost nothing as far as oil in there, but as long as they can soak it up in their pads, they are required to continue to do that and then pump it out. So,
we thought we were saving money. Public Works and Andy's crew was helpful a lot. I think they pumped some of the water out, they even put the gravel in. They're trying to save costs, but it's still outrageous.
Yeah, we hauled the tank, for example, to First Strike's yard. We've hauled a bunch of soil over there as well.
We hauled it.
And if we wouldn't have hauled it, we're probably looking at another $20,000 in expense.
Well, maybe we could charge them for our labor.
Well, like I said, I'm still yet to have a conversation with the person I need to talk to.
Is this standard operating procedure for those types of companies?
Yeah.
Okay. Interesting. Anything else, Chief Sergeant?
I don't have anything else.
Mr. Bauer, anything else for Chief? Mr. Bauer, please.
Thank you, Your Honor. Members of the council, members of the audience, I thought that we have the budget calendar in your packet tonight, so we'll be going into budget here very shortly. I thought I'd bring you up to date where we are through the end of March, and just specifically in the general fund. I'll preface that by telling you that all of our funds are doing well. We did not hit the COVID, we didn't have any COVID impact that I can see to our budget, like a number of other cities have had. So we'll just start out with our beginning balance. So starting the year, we had budgeted $265,900 as our beginning balance. When we got through the audit and everything was costed out, expended against revenues, we ended up with $384,520. So we started the year $118,000 higher than we had anticipated. So that's one of the things that we want to see every year, because we totally expense our revenues during our budget process. You can see that they're totally expended out. So transient room tax, we budgeted $40,000. We're probably going to be somewhere in the neighborhood of about $45,000 this year. So we have strong transient room tax to date. So we'll see how going into next year, how we do. Our planning fees, we had budgeted $9,000, we're at $9,400. So that's important, because that's telling you that we are doing a lot of planning applications going through the process. So, and we'll probably end the year around $12,000.
Do we have any news on the addition of a planner?
No news other than we'll be asking for one in the budget process.
Okay.
Hopefully we can bring our revolving doors
left.
And so franchise fees, We have budgeted $345,000. We have $258,000 to date. We're actually running about $400 behind, as I estimated forward. It looks like we'll come out a little short of what we had budgeted, but only by about 4 or 5%. So the sewer franchise, we have budgeted $65,000. Looks like it's going to come out about, we have $47,700 now. But it looks like we're going to come out about $2,000 low on that. Court fees is a big one because, as you'll recall, we didn't have much court activity and we didn't have many officers on the street early in the year as we dealt with this COVID thing. So we had budgeted $120,000. To date, we have $89,500.
Wow.
And projecting our court fees forward, we're going to come out right about on the money.
So when you mention that number and you talk about policemen on the street, you might also mention then what does the city of Winston garner for every speeding ticket that is written? And that's a real low number, if I'm not
real
mistaken.
Low number. Do you remember, Chief?
It's not much. It's, you know, $5 to $10 a ticket.
Yeah. So, 1 or 2% possibly. Yeah.
Where's the rest of the money going?
State of work.
Normally, it's a losing proposition if they challenge it in court because we paid an officer to come in. So, you know,
wow. So, our public safety fee, we had budgeted $93,000. Looks like we're going to come in just slightly over. We're at $70,407, and it looks like we're going to shift them out around $94,000 on that. Liquor tax, we had budgeted $110,000. So far to date, we've collected $76,267, but the state taxes are, and their revenue sharing dollars are always behind. So this is only for an 8-month period. So we're projecting that we're going to come in about $5,000 over our budget.
COVID related?
Well, I know that our local liquor store did very well through this COVID. So our revenue sharing, we budgeted $56,000, we're at $48,700 now. Projecting that we're going to come in about $15,000 to $16,000 over where our budget is.
Wow.
So,
good.
Depending on how this last 4 months shakes out. Here's a big one, property taxes. Because this was the one that's killed a lot of cities during the COVID thing. Something I've been watching pretty closely. We budgeted $1,060,000. To date, we have $1,098,000. So we're $38,000 over right now, what our budget was, and we'd expect to come in and about another $21,000 coming in before the end of the year.
Perfect.
So same thing with our prior year taxes. These are the ones that we didn't get paid from the year before, and we had budgeted $43,000. We collected $49,000. We're $6,300 over and project about another $3,500 in that. So when it comes down to it, our budget for total revenues for the general fund, $2,554,606. Right now we're at $2,449,316, so we're $105,000 short of our budget. Total budget right now with 3 months left remaining in the year. Our total expenditures, okay, same budget number. Our expenditures are at $1,544,945. So that's about $1,009,000 below where we, where we would be from our budget. So we aren't going to spend $1,009,000 between now and the end of the year, hopefully. Definitely not. I can't find it in our budget, so hopefully we're not spending that. So just to give you an idea, last year our budget was $2,132,752. Or I should say that's where, not that, that wasn't our budget, that's where we were in revenue last year. So we're about $400,000 more in revenue this year than we were last year. And our expenditures last year were $1,560,529, which is about a $15,000 over this year's expenditures. Wow, through the same period of time last year.
Wow.
So, and then I want to talk just about where our sewer utility is at. So between the 1.7 million that we have in our reserve funds dedicated to sewer and the approximately 1.1 million in our, in our operating fund, we have approximately $3 million in sewer cash.
Wow. Cool.
And
so basically, the city is financially very healthy.
Very healthy, right? Yeah.
Good. Don't spend it, Chief.
I think you need to point at the guy next to the chief. Andy, you get your Christmas list all together?
We do.
Good. Good. Thank you, Mr. Bauer. Anything else you've got? Any more questions for Mark? Old business, funds request from the Winston Area Independence Day Committee. Mr. Bauer?
Yes, as you'll recall, at the last meeting, there was some direction given to the committee that they might want to apply for some additional funds between the then and the 4th of July. So we have, in the process, we are getting ready to send a $3,500 check to the fireworks vendor. And then with that $3,500 request, or when we, once we send that out, we're going to be looking at about $11,000 paid. And so the committee, and you have this letter at your desk, is requesting another $4,000 to help them meet their goal. So they are here to speak on this. And it's, I'm blowing this already.
You're doing fine.
Anika?
Onika, yes.
I blew it earlier today.
Quite all right. I forget it half the time myself. I'm Onika, the treasurer for the committee. I'm also president of Tanya, our president, and Jennifer, our vice president. So, yes, our goal.
Okay, so
yes.
Please approach the podium.
Thank you.
State your name and address, please.
Onika Driscoll. My address is 290 Southeast Grape Avenue in Winston.
Thank you.
So, as we all know, the fireworks are costing $15,000. The invoice evidences are two payments equaling $7,500, which leaves that remainder of $7,500. The city is wonderfully contributing that $3,500. And as Mr. Bauer has stated, that check will be going out at some point. So we have a remaining balance of $4,000. We are still actively doing fundraising within the community. We have a couple of obligations that we haven't received yet, so I can't count those until they're actually in hand. But potentially Mercy with 500, Cow Creek with 1,000, Cascade with 2,500, but again, we don't have those in hand yet. We're still actively doing hand drives. Tanya just ran a bake sale on Friday and Saturday, and that was pretty productive. So we're just actively pursuing. We have other expenses that are involved besides the fireworks, the insurance for both days, parade, if we decide to have vendors, the whole venue. And that's looking at about between $1,400 and $2,000 right now. And then we also have potential permit costs for that. So we're just asking for the city's support in finishing up the remainder of that cost.
And, Council, if I may, Cindy just corrected me. I guess that the original authorization was for $3,000, not $4,500. So that was the cost. So it's really for $4,500.
Thank you for that correction.
Mark, where would that money come from out of the city budget if we were to choose to do this?
It would come out of our tourism tax dollars that we can spend on anything in our budget.
Okay.
So if I remember right, it's about $12,000 in total. And so this $3,000 would be part of that $12,000 that we're writing the check on today. So we're looking at about $9,000 remaining.
And then they need an additional four. Is what?
Yeah. So leave 5,000 in there. And when does that fund get replenished?
It's done on a monthly basis.
Okay.
Chief Sardi, are we talking about any of your expenses in this money yet?
Well, when the permit gets processed, it'll go to me, and then we'll get what the route is, and that'll determine based on the day and my staff and what that would be.
And the night before with the fireworks.
Excuse me?
And the night before with the fireworks. So that'll change your overtime hours and...
Yeah, I suspect probably will, yeah.
Okay. And didn't we get $89,000 from the government for, mentioned for overtime and everything for police?
Yes.
So could that overtime be applied to that?
It's possible. Like I had indicated earlier today, it's one of those things that we just don't have enough information on it. We applied for it police salaries. So, but the way it was handled was the first one we sent in was, well, I actually sent in two earlier ones that were okay, and we got the money, and that amounted to some $30,000. And then we got an email from the state that said, apply for the rest of your funds. Was $89,000 more, so we did, and they sent them to us. But
did that need to be spent in a different budget year?
No, it's well, right now it's not in the budget. We'd have to do a supplemental budget to put those dollars in play in this year's budget. So we can either do that, or we can wait till next year and budget them in next year's budget. I would rather wait because I'm not sure what game it's going to be ultimately played by the state, and I don't want to end up having to send them back.
Right.
It's not half.
And it's $184,000 is what we collected on that.
So right now, I guess the question in front of us is $4,000.
And issue
$4,500.
$4,500 more.
And how much is the permit fees? How much would the permit fees be?
Oh, the permit fees? Well, those, like the chief was saying, they'll be determined at the time they actually make application with all their information. And then, like in past years, they would typically come back and ask you to forgive them. And I can't tell you how much that is right now, but it's a sizable amount. Public Works also has a sizable amount involved.
So it depends how forgiving we are, is that what you're saying?
Okay.
I believe the permit's supposed to be turned in today to be able to ask for the waiver. However, we're still waiting for the insurance quote to come back, so we can't submit that because according to the application, it requires the insurance.
Now, just for clarification, please, this invoice to the fire, the invoice from the fireworks company?
Yes.
Does that, they come, they set up, they pull the trigger, it's all them, or do you have to provide other people for setup and that sort of thing?
They come with everything and set it up. Tanya can speak to that.
They are supplying everything, $5 million insurance liability coverage, their own team to set up. We are responsible for cleaning up all the shells and garbage that's left from the show.
Okay. Thank you. So I guess what we need to decide then is how much more of those transient room tax dollars that we are willing to shed for this event.
My opinion is that that is a very, very good tourism event for the city.
So far, I'm liking your opinion.
Well, I expect you would. But anyway...
But I can't make that motion.
I know. And I think that we need to support it.
I was going to say, to back that up, it's already been a rough year last year not being able to do it. Yes. To have some show of...
So I make a motion that we give them the $4,500 that is needed from the room tax, because one, it's coming in, room tax is coming in monthly, and two, be right up front with you, we really haven't spent any room tax money. And I can't think of a better community project for the city to support than the fireworks display. So I make a motion that we allocate the $4,500.
I have a motion. Looking for a second?
I'll second that.
I have a motion and a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Any opposed? Same sign. Congratulations. There's your fireworks display.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Did you reach out to RFP to see if they'd be willing to donate?
Thank you.
We have sent a letter out. Okay. We've sent letters out everywhere, okay. And most of them are hand-delivered. Okay. For face-to-face.
And then when you come back, when you get the cost for the permits and everything like that, please come back.
Yes, sir.
Dave.
You told me.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.
So, and remember, Council, this is not... coming out of the primary fund of tourism dollars, because those can only be spent on marketing and promotion. So this is coming out of your $12,000 that you can spend on anything.
Okay. Okay. Then thank you. I stand corrected. Thank you. Boy, they're get their money and run. Okay. New business licenses. We have. I Love Stripers, Ashley Hill, and Malone Handyman, LCC, Stephen Malone. Are these all checked out, Chief?
There's one that I did not recommend. I don't know if that's been discussed. It's not. Yeah, both of them have been recommended.
Okay, both those are good. Need a motion?
I make a motion to accept them.
I have a motion to accept the business licenses. They're the two that are there. Looking for a second?
I second it. Oh, sorry.
Motion and a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Same sign. Motion carries. Thank you. So, item B in new business, appointment of a budget officer. Is that what Ann does? Is Ann the budget officer?
Typically, I'm the budget officer.
Oh, okay.
That narrows it down.
That narrows it down then. So, I'm looking for a nomination to appoint a budget officer.
I make a motion that we nominate the city manager as the budget officer.
Have a motion. Looking for a second?
A second.
Have a motion and a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Congratulations, Mr. Bauer.
Thank you.
Yeah. He did a really good job with it last year. Speaking of the budget calendar, which is what we're going to adopt now, I am going to be gone the 27th of April through the probably 4th or 5th of May. Can we reschedule some of those meetings, or do we want to try to do that?
Well, our...
You're not going to pull any shenanigans, right?
Our problem is it's a place to do it. So if we change these, we need to move everything forward. Well, the meetings, the second budget committee meeting, which is for May 1st, we'd have to move that forward. So I need to talk with Ann to find out for sure that we can do that and still meet our timeline.
Okay.
But
would maybe a room up at the community center be more available on a Monday or a Tuesday or a Wednesday night?
It would. It would. So
not Tuesday, please.
If we can move it forward a few days, we will.
That would be helpful. I would appreciate that if you can.
So you're gone through from the 27th?
27th to the 4th or the 5th. I can be back on the 4th.
That's a Tuesday.
Right.
Dory's saying she couldn't do Tuesday, so we didn't
right.
do
okay. Yeah, I'm just saying I can be back by then. Okay. So Dory's going to have, that's Dory's water board meeting.
The Tuesday that we have shown in here is, what happens on that day, typically we don't have that meeting. It's usually all handled at the first meeting. So we don't typically have that one.
Okay.
So we can look for maybe a Wednesday or Thursday.
Perfect. I would appreciate that, please. Thank you. So do we have to make a motion to approve this or adopt this calendar, or can we do that
on the next one?
At the next meeting?
Yes, you can do it at the next meeting.
Thank you.
But let's see, what do we got here? Now, I need you to go ahead and adopt it, because we've got some notices we've got to get out. So
okay.
We need to get those in.
So I'm looking for a motion to adopt the budget calendar as it stands, with the possible changes of May 4th to the 5th or 6th or something like that, or 1st to the 5th or 6th. Is that what we're looking for?
Yeah.
That's easy for me to say. So somebody please offer a motion.
I make a motion that we accept these the budget calendar with the change of those dates.
And a second?
Second.
A motion and a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Same sign. Motion carries. Thank you, Mr. Bauer. Alicia Sullivan. That's not on the new business.
This is now the requested animal license is on your.
Yeah, but Alicia, this is a volunteer application that was in our packet?
Oh, volunteer application, I'm sorry. Okay, and that was for.
I saw it earlier, but I lost it.
Oh, Alicia Sullivan.
Yes.
Yeah.
Does she want to be on the? What does she want? She wants to be on everything except traffic safety, David.
So it's urban renewal, and the committee is what she would like to be appointed to. And she was going to be here tonight, but she could come to the next meeting.
Yeah.
So she'll be tabled this then.
Mm-hmm. I would say we're short. We're short two people on here. Two on the urban renewal, I would recommend that we go ahead and put her on there. She seems like, you know, she understands business. So.
But does she understand Lenny?
But
what kind of office manager was she for? What type of business? Does anyone know?
I believe it's for the Cow Creek. It's where
yeah.
she's
Cow Creek?
Yes.
Uh-huh. And she's still employed there. I am an office manager for the Cow Creek Tribe, in which I have a variety of office skills, including organization management, customer service, highly skilled in using computer software programs, managing contract renewals, workflow, keeping our office highly efficient. I also know how to develop and review budgets. I've previously served on two boards, the Energy Coordinators Association and Douglas County Women's Softball. I'm interested in serving on a variety of Winston boards to help make an impact in my community and make it the best it can be as it has so much potential. So, there we go.
Sounds like she'd also be good for the plan for the budget committee.
Okay, we don't want to get her too spread out here.
We didn't discuss that. She picked her degree.
Okay.
Okay, so looking for a motion to approve Alicia Sullivan.
I make a motion we approve Alicia Sullivan for the URA Advisory Committee.
Have a motion, looking for a second?
Second.
Motion and a second, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye, opposed, same sign? Send her congratulatory postcard.
With application for other things.
Yeah, okay. Carissa Kilgore, the child.
Yes.
Send the child in.
And you can see that in the sketch, and we'll just let her go ahead since she's here.
Okay, you an FFA? So you've been public speaking trained, right? That was one of the first things that FFA did, was have the public speaking.
It's my first year.
Pardon me?
It's my first year.
Oh,
it's her first year.
Okay. Okay, tell us why we need to let you do this.
So I have gotten my pig already, and it's been staying at school and driving over there twice a day to feed it and clean it. Has been very time consuming, especially with my brother being a senior, going to his sports and stuff. And when it's at my house, it would be easier to work with it and get the better interaction and not as many distractions. Like, because when he's in the barn, he has distractions of the other animals, so it's really hard to get him to listen to the stick and stuff. So it's easier to train if he was at my house.
Okay. As an aside, not necessarily relevant to everything you're talking about here, but my children raised pigs for their FFA projects. Little town of Perrydale was 15 miles from my house. 15 miles twice a day. So I'm thinking to drive to Douglas High School.
Yeah, it's okay. Not that bad. It's just working around the time schedules of
sure.
Work and all that stuff.
Looking at the aerial, where is Lily Avenue?
Lily Avenue is over off of Rosai Orchard. It's almost to
Rosai Orchard Road.
Lily is right here, so it's right across from the Arc.
Okay.
Is this little development right here.
Okay. Any of y'all have questions for Carissa? I can't hear you, ma'am.
Pardon?
I can't hear you.
I said my kids were in 4-H, all of them, for many years, and I know what she's going through, and it is hard, especially with a pig.
Yeah.
To keep them on the same with the sheep. Same thing, you have to work with them on a daily basis, not just run in and run out. I did not have the same problem that you did with your child with the pigs.
Well, I didn't say it was a problem, I just said...
Well, you said they were messy and dirty, and I don't know about you, but my kids kept it very clean. I never had any problem with it.
Yeah, my pig isn't very dirty himself. He usually keeps himself clean, and I clean his pen out every single day.
Yeah,
after school.
In one area, so it's easy.
Yeah,
to
he does
poop
in one area.
Yeah.
So, Mark, what's the typical setback right now on this? It has to be 100 feet?
I believe it is. I think we're going to
That's why we're having a special permit, correct?
Right.
Well, not only that, but
I mean, anyone can move forward with a permit application if, regardless of whether staff recommends against it, and we recommended against it because it was denied under a previous application similar to this. That's why it was denied. And it doesn't meet the setback. So
it's only 78 feet, right?
78 from one neighbor, but 55 from another.
Well, that one has the deck. One behind the two on either side.
Yeah, the neighbor to the backyard is 55.
You have good terms with them?
Yeah. She's really nice and all.
He's nice.
And her
He's nice
does,
till the.
She does FFA with me. Her granddaughter does. I've got signatures from my other two neighbors, though, and they're okay with it.
They're okay with it until the third week in July.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I'm looking for a motion on whether to approve Carissa's.
Well, Mark, look it up.
Yeah, so the lot size is a minimum of 5,000 square foot. And
it said 2.24
acres.
24
acres.
Thank you, Mark.
Must notify all residents within 250 feet. Is that what that? Mm-hmm. Am I reading that right?
Yes.
Okay. So the lot size is 10,454. So that fits.
That fits. Okay.
And then it can't be closer than 100 feet from any adjacent house.
Okay. So that's where it comes into call right here. Is that? Either side, she has the signatures.
So she does have two of her adjacent property owners were supportive of the agreement, and one was not. And I don't know which ones are wrong.
It looks like the two that were okay with it are on either side of her, and the one to the back is.
She's worried more about the smell and everything. But I'm planning on keeping everything in a closed trash can and dumping it every week.
Mark, did you mention that we have denied all prior requests for a farm animal in the city?
No, just pigs.
Pigs in particular.
The only one that I know of that you've denied.
Well, that was.
Can I speak to that?
Please, Alan.
We did deny it because several of the neighbors did object to it and wrote letters to the city asking that it be denied, and that was one of the reasons we denied it. I think that was the main reason we denied it.
Okay. Thanks, Alan.
Thank you, Alan.
Now, I also see that Officer Parker, a code enforcement, but it's not recommended. Did he give it? Do we have a reason why?
Same reason. It doesn't fit the setback. And because it was denied, another pig request had been denied.
Was the other pig request also having for an educational
yes.
waiver?
Yes,
it was also, I believe, an FFA.
That one you've spoken to the individual. They were on a rented property. This is our own property. I own my property. They were renting the property.
I appreciate your ownership. I'm just worried about
President.
How the smell of swine wafts.
Your Honor,
sir.
If I may, you could always conditionally approve it, then if it becomes an odor issue, then your license would be removed.
So I guess that would be the question. Do you guys have a backup plan should you get tired of moving pig poop into a garbage can and hauling it someplace?
If someone were to complain about the smell, we could move it back to the school.
So you would move it back if we get a lot of complaints?
I would have another choice.
Well, the other thing too is it says any homeowner within 250 feet, and you've only gotten approval of two.
Yeah, but by the time she got to the neighbor past them, it would already be 200. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
78 plus their property line.
All right, right. I'm looking at the picture. You see the?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the aerial.
The Google view.
Yep. So by the time she got to this neighbor,
yeah, but I'm thinking over this one. I mean,
that one. Yeah, I can see that.
I'll tell you what. Let's do. I would like to table this for 2 weeks. I would like you to come back in 2 weeks having some kind of a conversation with the lady or the people that own the property right behind you and get their approval. Well, that's they're the closest ones to you. And if they're not going to approve it, it's kind of tough for us to.
Yeah.
You see what I mean?
The other thing that makes it tough is that we have disapproved a prior FFA. And if we change that, you know, how can I say this? Then it raises a controversy. You approve one for one, but not for the other.
That one was disapproved primarily because the neighbors didn't much care for it.
Yeah,
it was a rather piece of property.
Yeah,
as well.
But it was still.
Right. No, I'm not arguing that point.
Yeah,
I'm just.
But it was still disapproved.
So if you would do that, please, we would appreciate it.
Yeah.
Wish you all the best.
We're trying to work with you. Okay.
Thanks.
You bet.
Okay, so item E. Thank Mark for all your work on that. Ordinance 21-696, creation of an economic development board. Mr. Bauer, please.
Thank you, Your Honor. Members of the council and members of the audience, I will be reading ordinance 21-696 for its second reading. Ordinance number 21-696, an ordinance of the City of Winston, Oregon City Council, amending the municipal code, adding a new subsection 31-110, creation of the Economic Development Board, and establishing its membership and duties. And nothing has changed since my last staff report on this. It does have the exact same membership language as the other boards have, and spells out the duties, which one is, the duties would be to review activities and funding potential from the city's urban renewal agency, make recommendations on requests from citizens or businesses for tourism grants from the city's transient rooms tax funds, track new economic development within the city, review and make recommendations to city council on economic development grants, look for economic development activities to support the business community, look for economic development opportunities such as potential new businesses, and work with other economic development partner agencies for the betterment of Douglas County and the state of Oregon's economic base. And that will conclude my staff report on this issue.
Thank you, Mr. Bauer. Comments from the audience on ordinance 21-696? You have 3 minutes if you choose to speak. Hearing none. Any comments or questions from council? Okay, seeking a motion to approve then.
I make a motion we approve ordinance 21-696.
Have a motion? Have a second?
I second.
Have a motion and a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed, same sign? Motion carries. Thank you very much. Resolution 21-697, solid waste franchise agreement. Mr. Bauer, please. This is the first reading, correct?
Yes. First reading. Thank you, Your Honor, and members of the council and members of the audience. Ordinance number 21-697, an ordinance of the City of Winston, Oregon City Council, granting a collection service franchise providing for the opportunity to recycle, creating new provisions such as ordinance 21-693, repealing ordinance number 165, 240, 374, and 21-693, and any other ordinances or portions of ordinances in conflict herewith, and adding a new subsection 51 to the Winston Municipal Code. So I went through this franchise agreement It is, for the most part, very similar to the last one, the 1984 model. There are some changes that bring it up to date, however. One of them is under Section 51050, the franchise fee. I had put 7% in here as the as a percentage of gross receipts. So I sat down with the franchisee this afternoon to go over this with him. His concern was that he just brought a rate increase through city council and did not want to increase the rates this short amount of time following that. He said if it was 5%, it would be fine with him. He could fund it out of his current rates, and that's what he has to pay the county. So he wouldn't have to have dual rates at the same time. So I thought that was a reasonable amount for this one. He was paying 3%, so it's been moved up. It would be moved up to 5%. Also, it includes collection of solid waste for free at City Hall, Public Works, and the police station through the term of the.
Do they also do public, would they do the waste then too at the sewer plant?
No.
They don't service that plant?
I don't know if they service the plant or not. I would guess they do because that's in their franchise area. They service their community center. I thought there was just an overreach to go beyond the three primary businesses.
That's fine.
Since they've never had to do that. And according to Steve Evans, who is the owner, it amounts to about $4,000 in annual costs.
And he would not be raising them the monthly fees then?
So. He will not be.
If we just agreed to
raise them.
Right.
If he has to raise them, it would be because the county, who he's not, there, none of the collection agencies are getting through their agreement with the county. So they've now moved their agreement time frame from, I think it was supposed to be around the middle of March, to the 1st of July. So Steve is holding off on his rate increase until
he knows what it's going to be, yeah.
Assuming they get through the contract by that time. So,
okay. Any questions for Mr. Bauer on that report? This is the first reading. Comments from the audience? Hearing none. So council action would be required to move this forward to the next reading?
Yes. Move it to second reading.
Need a motion, please, to move 21-697 to the second reading.
I make a motion that we move ordinance number 21-697 to the second reading at our next meeting.
Have a motion? Need a second.
Question for my second.
Please.
Would that be, would the second reading, would we be adjusting that to the 5% instead of the 7?
No, it adjusts it to 5%. There's one other change, and that would be, this would go into effect instead of 30 days following the 1st of July.
Okay.
So you'll make those changes before we do this again?
Second reading.
Okay.
I second.
Have a motion and a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Same sign. Motion carries. Thank you, Mr. Bauer.
Thanks, Mark.
Okay. Resolution 21-698, the water franchise agreement. Mr. Bauer, please. This is a first reading as well.
Thank you, Your Honor. Members of council, members of the public. Ordinance number 21-698, an ordinance of the City of Winston, Oregon City Council requiring a water franchise agreement with the Winston-Dillard Water District per ORS 264.550 and ORS 221.420 and adding a new subsection 54 to the Winston Municipal Code. And this would be the first franchise agreement that we would have with the water district. through the many years that we both operated within the city of Winston. So, but they're the only utility currently that does not have a franchise agreement with us that we know of. So.
So, Mr. Bauer, along the same lines as the last conversation, are we, what was the franchise fee on this? Was it 7%?
This is 7% and also requesting a water for City Hall, Public Works, and the police station as with the solid waste.
I've got a question on that. Are you talking about the offices? When you say City Hall office, Public
yes.
Works office? Police station office.
Yes.
Nothing else.
Yes.
Is that correct? That probably should be clarified a little.
What I would intend to do is put the meter numbers and attach the meter numbers to that with each one of those, but I need to get that information from their manager. So the other thing that you've all seen is that they had requested a meeting with their manager and their chair of the board with myself and the mayor, and haven't heard back from them yet to set any time to that, to sit down and talk with them.
Are we kind of inclined to maybe think 5% might be a better starting point?
Well,
or do we want to stick with the 7?
What I would recommend is I kind of see 7% as kind of worst case scenario, 7% and the request for water in a public building. And that gives us some room to negotiate.
Okay.
So, and I also would like to just go through some other information for you. Right now, we have Avista Utilities at 5%, Charter Communication at 5%, Douglas Fastnet at 5%, Winston Sanitary at 5%, City of Winston Sewer 5%, City of Winston Stormwater at 5%, PPNL at 7%. So in comparison to that, the City of Myrtle Creek, we have one at 7 and the rest at 5, basically. That's the way it looks right now. So the City of Myrtle Creek has a 7% on their electric, 6% on natural gas, 7% on phone companies, cable 5%, sewer 7%, water 7%, Douglas Fastnet 7%, and Umpqua Disposal 7%. Just to give you a comparison of another kind of economically equivalent city to us, and what they are charging. And I can tell you, if you look all over the state, you'd see a wide range of different fee percentages attached to to these things. So I think Myrtle Creek is maybe a little on the higher end. City of Roseburg has way more franchise agreements out there than we do.
What's the cost of living for Myrtle Creek?
The what?
In our range in Douglas County, what is it?
I'd say they're equivalent to us as far as cost of living.
They're second highest in Douglas County.
We're the second highest taxes.
Yeah.
See, so what they've done, what's not included in that is an evaluation of fees. So franchise fees aren't typically attached to that analysis.
To that amount.
So when you look at their analysis, you know, that analysis for can include fees, I don't know what their base is, though, but clearly their fee amount is much higher than ours.
How old is the last utility fees? I mean, are they older, like the Avista and phone companies, et cetera? Are those old agreements that need to be updated?
Yeah, all with the exception of Avista, which we just recently approved, that 5%.
So basically we're looking at old agreements that are at 5%.
That's correct.
And then we are going to be taking a look at fees, franchise fees, or renew those agreements with the potential of the higher fee?
You actually have, within the franchise agreement, you can negotiate fees at any time during the term of the agreement. You just have to give a certain number of days notice before you enter into that.
Is that like a 30-day end?
Right. So you can always, you know, reopen it for fees if you wanted to.
What is the purpose, Mark, of the franchise agreement, and why have we not had one before with the Winston-Dillard Water District?
Well, I can answer the purpose of the franchise. Okay. I don't know the history well enough to really speak to why we haven't had one with the water district. But a franchise agreement, basically the city owns all of the roads and right-of-ways, and they have easements that all of these utilities operate on.
Okay.
And the cost for operating within the city's street structure is a franchise agreement. And what it lays out is our relationship as to how, if they have a project, what their cleanup requirements are. If they have emergency, it talks about how they can go immediately and take care of issues, and we'll deal with it afterwards. But it's really a total relationship with including a cost for using the city's rights-of-ways, easements, roads, other city properties.
Okay. I have a bit of a conundrum. The conundrum is simply this. We have the power company, which is the only one presently at 7%. And our other franchise fees that we have not been raised for many years. Is that correct?
Yeah, some of these.
So the point of it is that I think that the fees should be fairly consistent across the board. And if we have fees that are, shall we say, ancient to a degree, that maybe they should be brought up to because of the cost of operations of the city and everything like that to the 7% and bring that up in line. Otherwise, I'd be more inclined to is to go with the 5% to make it even across the board. So
we're going to have to raise them eventually.
Yeah, and we're going to have to raise them eventually. So that to me is a little bit of a conundrum.
Do we know whether they're going to raise the water rates due to this?
It'll be a pass-through.
It'll be, right, okay.
Yeah. All franchise fees are pass-through.
Well, I just know that Winston Garbage said he would swallow it if it was 5%.
Right.
And that's a bit of a difference.
For now.
Yeah.
Right, of course.
Number one, you're killing my negotiation and capability since this is a public record. But, you know, assuming that it is a 5% a franchise agreement, that would be consistent with the other franchises that we
yeah,
have.
But we've already talked about raising the stormwater and the sewer franchise fees.
Right. So that would be coming up in the budget, during the budget.
So
why not start this one at what the rest should be?
Yeah.
Is that what you're pointing
Well, yes, my point basically in...
So when will we be looking at the rest? Are you coming up here or this year or when?
Hopefully within the next few weeks.
Well, so we'll raise all of them with the next...
Right. And the thing that we have to, you know...
The sewer and the water are not up till 26, but you can open, like I said, you can open them at any time.
The stormwater and the sewer really aren't generally pass-throughs, though. I mean,
they're not in our account.
No.
No, we cover those.
Yeah. All that does is allow us to take money out of a sewer fund and put it into the general fund.
That's correct.
Well, Addie, you don't mind, do you?
That's what it's for.
I mean, we could certainly increase the fees by the amount of the franchise fee if you wanted to do that.
Well,
they get a pass-through charge as well.
We're at the point now with Resolution 21698, as written. I guess we're looking for comments from the audience. We've kind of...
I have a comment.
Okay, Alan?
Yeah. I am not going to be in favor of this franchise agreement, mainly because for the most part, our franchise agreements are with utilities that people have the ability to not use them if they don't want to, except for the power. They have to use that. Most of the rest of it are franchise agreements with people that people, if they object to it, they can back out of it. They don't have to pay the extra because it is a pass-through fee. It becomes a tax, basically. So when you're talking about water, everybody needs water. And if people cannot pay for the extra, do not have the money, or have to struggle keeping their water bill up to date, and they do fall behind for several months, then their water gets shut off. So water is something they just can't be without. So I'm questioning whether a franchise, I realize that most cities have franchise agreements with their water district, or the city itself owns the water district, so it's not really a separate entity like ours is. So I have trouble thinking that this is something that we really want to go through. So I'm guessing that as soon as the water district gets this charge, it's going to pass through to the customers, and then they're going to tell the customers it's up to the, it's because the city is charging more. So the bad guy in this thing is going to be the city.
So
regardless, Alan, we're going to be the bad guy.
Yeah. Yeah. So are you saying, Alan, that the, for instance, the franchise fee for the gas company, that we shouldn't have a franchise fee for that also?
No, because not everybody uses gas. I don't have gas out here.
No, but you got electric, right?
And you don't have to use gas. You can always switch over to something else. You don't have that choice on water. And how many of our sewer bills are still behind? People are way behind on sewer bills. We can't shut the sewer off.
Hang on
a second.
That bill
never gets paid until the lien comes up or the house changes hands.
So, Alan, but
water is different. You can shut the water off if they get behind on the bill.
Alan, hang on a second. What is the arrearage on sewer bills presently in the city, Mark?
It's a very minor number, comparatively speaking. I don't have that information in front of me, though, so I can't really,
okay.
I can't put it out there for you. But I can tell you, as Alan said, that I don't know of another city that doesn't charge a franchise fee to water. Water is one of the main utilities responsible for road crossings and other such construction in all cities that creates road problems. So, you know, that's what this franchise fee is intended for, is to cover those costs. And for example, there's also a fairness issue here. If we have a project like, let's say, East Side Sewer and Paving Project, all of the utilities got a plan that we were going to show them what exactly we were going to do, and to get your utilities out of the way at your own expense per our franchise agreement, except for one. They got all the information, but we got no comments or response from them until the day we dug up the 10-inch AC water line that was mislocated. And then it became an issue of, well, we're not going to move it. The water company said, we're not going to move it unless you want to pay for it. So we get into that kind of a situation as well, where all the other utilities, the gas company that's out there, any of the other buried utilities that are in that area, all have to get out there and move their utilities at their own expense. So there's the fairness part of it that goes into that as well.
Okay. Any more comments from the audience? Comments from council, from Mr. Bauer? Questions?
Questions.
Well, what street was that on that this happened?
Jorgens.
Mm-hmm. So we're going back to square one. Are we looking at 5% or are we looking at 7%?
It's written as 7% in what we are seeking to move to the next reading.
Okay, then my preference is leaving that to 7%.
Okay. Well, if you make a motion.
I make a motion that we accept the...
Move it to the next meeting.
Move it to the next meeting. Ordinance 21-698 and leaving it at 7%.
And then we're moving after the next. I need to have a motion.
Well, then does that mean that we, does that mean that we can't honor the one then for this garbage disposal? We have to move that up to 7-2 then?
No, because he's eating the cost. What you're also saying here and what we're waiting for is to have a discussion with the water company.
So what we're
just
trying
like to have with the solid waste company.
We're trying to move this to the
second reading.
So I have a motion.
To remove it to the second reading.
Move it to the second reading.
I second that.
I have a motion and a second. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed, same sign. Thank you very much. The motion is now moved to the second reading. And that'll be a lot of fun. We're going to fill the room. upcoming agenda items, Mr. Bauer?
Well, for the next 2 months, we're going to be focusing really most of our time on the budget. So as far as new legislation, you won't see much between now and the first part of June.
Perfect. Thank you. Non-agenda items from council. I've got a couple questions that y'all can pitch in. Go ahead.
Well, the one I have is that the ordinance concerning the new FEMA regulations, that is in effect, Mark?
The new FEMA regulations?
The FEMA regulations that we passed the ordinance on?
Yeah.
Okay, then I suggest that we send...
Excuse me. No, they're still 30 days out. I mean, they're not 30. They're 30 days out from the date that you approved it, and I don't think we're at that 30 days.
Okay, but after the 30 days after it is approved, I strongly suggest that we send a letter, and then the purpose of the letter to the campground owners is to set an audit trail, and then follow it up later when we come to the, call it the wet season, if you will.
Right.
Is that we send out another letter.
Moist.
And the reason for that is simple. It gives them an early start on making corrections instead of waiting for the very last minute. And then second of all, if they do not make the recommendations or the changes that are required, that we have an audit trail to show that we try to enforce it.
Very good, thank you. I have two things I'd like to talk about. Jeremy Mitchell asked you an email the other day about Riverbend Live.
Yes.
Is that kind of a dead issue, or what are we doing there?
Well, it's all dependent on what the what happens COVID-wise. If we drop into, what is it right now? So they get, for outside entertainment, they get 50% of the capacity of that grass area. And then they've got the stage, of course, that they'll have to set up to social distance on. But if we dropped another category, then it would not be a non-issue at that point. So,
okay.
So we're kind of, you know, it's kind of on that wait and see. Jeremy also has a project that he would like to complete prior to Riverbend Live going live, which is putting a hard surface over that area behind the bandstand and fencing it so that they can control access in and out of the facility from the back end of the back side of the project.
And they're planning on taking care of that themselves with Andy's supervision?
Yes.
Perfect. Thank you. That's something I'll treat you to, Andy.
Yeah, I've had the conversation with Jeremy that you know, we got the information. He's got to go to the park board and go through that process and then on the council.
Okay, perfect. Thank you. The other thing I'd like to mention and plan for is the Flag Day, the 14th of June. I think we need to make a little bit bigger deal about that here. And that is going to be a council meeting night, but hopefully we can make a proclamation of some sort on the 7th. of June proclaiming something Winston is all behind the flag, or and we might even throw the blue lion thing on that too. That'd be kind of a cool thing to do.
Yep, as long as we don't paint the center line red, like.
Come on. Yeah, quite frankly, I think we need to give Andy some fun stuff to do. I mean, he's sitting over there looking kind of bored, and you know, let him explain his artistic, define his artistic talents.
Well, that takes 5 seconds.
Well, it's interesting that the city of Atlanta ran into the same problem as Myrtle Creek did, only they had put down a mural, a Black Lives Matter mural. But again, it causes confusion and potential accidents, and under the transportation code, it's not allowed. So they're having to redo their road as well.
Why not do it in chalk?
What's that?
Do it in chalk. Decorate the road in chalk. Red, white, and blue.
Did you want to approach the podium and make your suggestion?
I'm recording.
Okay, well, your fun's about to end. Good of the order. Anything else for non-agenda items from council? Good of the order. Check copies for our packet. Claims in excess of $500. Announcements, April 14th, economic development at noon. City Council, April 19th, right here. Executive session, Mr. Bauer?
None, Your Honor.
Adjournment. We don't have a
gavel. Mr. Mayor, can I park board tomorrow at 5? Sorry about that.
Park Force tomorrow at 5?
Andy.
Thank you. Did you lose my gavel?
No. Meeting adjourned at 8:17.